Unit 14. Recording 14.5. Listening. Exercise 4. Listen again and circle the correct answer.
Yes, as you've probably guessed, today we're going to discuss the Eurovision Song Contest. With me in the studio is Martin Winton, specialist in television history, and Jacqueline Goodall, a lecturer in music.
Hello.
Let's start by looking at the history of Eurovision. Martin, how did Eurovision begin?
Well, Sally, it was all the idea of the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union. That's an organisation where radio and TV companies from over 20 countries meet together and cooperate on different programmes and projects.
Martin, sorry to interrupt, but why have countries like Morocco and Israel taken part in the competition? They're not really in Europe, are they?
Yes, you're right. Many countries from outside Europe belong to the EBU. Anyway, the first Eurovision was in 1956, over 50 years ago. There were only 7 countries in the first competition, quite different from today when more than 40 countries want to take part. And, of course, the programme is still a huge success, and often more than 1 billion people across the world watch it.
1 billion people? A lot of people have strange musical taste. Which brings me to the next question, the music. Jacqueline, is the music any good?
The short answer is no. The typical Eurovision song is full of nonsense words like ding-dong, or even better, bing-bong. And of course, lots of la-la-las. Very often, people use the same ideas, or even melody from a song that was successful the year before. But to be serious, quite a few singers and bands have become famous thanks to the Eurovision. ABBA, of course, but also the Canadian singer Celine Dion, who sang for Switzerland.
Right. So has Eurovision brought Europeans closer together, knocked down borders between countries, helped Europeans to understand and enjoy the language and culture of their neighbours? Martin?
Not really. The Eurovision Song Contest has always been as much about politics as music. There are certain countries who always vote for each other. It doesn't matter if the song is good or terrible. In fact, Eurovision is a very good barometer of how popular different countries are. Perhaps that's why Ireland is the most successful country in Eurovision history, because everybody seems to like them.
And the UK usually does so badly.
Mm. And, of course, there are often arguments about whether songs should be in English or not. And arguments about how seriously to take the contest. For example, one year, the French actually refused to take part. They said the competition was too silly. But they came back for the next year.
Fascinating. But at the end of the day, forgetting all those ding-dongs and the politics, it's great television, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's terrific fun.
I totally agree. I watch it every year.